KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 30 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop south of Villisca Friday night turned into a chase with speeds that reached 130 miles per hour. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says around 7 p.m., a deputy attempted to stop a 1996 Cadillac Seville that had fraudulent license plates at the intersection of Highway 71 and South U Avenue. When the vehicle failed to yield, deputies engaged in a pursuit. About 2 miles north of the intersection of Business Highway 2 and Highway 71, the car hit stop sticks laid down by deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office. The car continued southbound before turning west into Clarinda on Washington Street and then onto 5th Street, where the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies used legal intervention to stop the vehicle. The driver, 30-year-old Nicholas Allen Ray of Nelson, Missouri, was arrested without further incident. A female passenger in the car was detained for questioning but later released. Ray was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. He's been charged with eluding, driving while suspended, fraudulent use of plates, and speed by pace, 130 miles per hour in a 55 zone. Ray was also being held on a felony Missouri warrant for probation violation. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the incident by the Page County Sheriff's Office, Clarinda PD, and the Iowa State Patrol. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say an incident in Villisca Friday night led to one person being arrested on an assault charge. 47-year-old Douglas Franklin Nicholas of Villisca was arrested at around 7:50 p.m. for domestic assault. Following investigation into an incident that took place in the 300 block of South 3rd Avenue in Villisca, Nicholas was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak Police assisted in the investigation and arrest. Officials of the Cass County Health System are asking anyone who may have been exposed to the measles virus not to come to the Atlantic Medical Center. Instead, you should call the facility in order to prevent the virus from being spread to those who are not infected. If you travel to states where there is a measles outbreak and think you may have been exposed to the virus, contact the Atlantic Medical Center's immunization staff at 712-243-2850. Currently, there have been 2 confirmed cases of measles in Omaha, Nebraska, as well as some cases in South Dakota, Illinois, and Minnesota. Jerry Orsted, RN, immunization nurse at the Atlantic Medical Center, reminds you of the seriousness of the disease and importance of containing the spread of measles. She says measles is a very contagious disease that infects 90% of the people who are exposed and can lead to serious complications. Vaccination is the best way to prevent contracting measles. People who receive 2 doses of the MMR vaccine will be 99% protected. The measles virus spreads through the air by breathing, coughing, or sneezing. Symptoms normally appear some 7 to 18 days after exposure. A person infected with measles may experience fever, runny nose, red, watery eyes, sore throat, a cough, loss of appetite, and coplic spots. Those are small spots with white or bluish-white centers on the insides of the cheeks. About 14 days after exposure, a rash will develop, first showing at the hairline and progressing down the body. People with measles are contagious for nearly 14 days, beginning 4 days after any rash appears, and about 4 days after all of the rash is gone. And again, measles is a serious illness that can require hospitalization. Complications include ear infection, pneumonia, diarrhea, or swelling of the brain. Children routinely get the measles vaccine, MMR, at 1 year of age and a booster dose as early as 4 years of age. Orsted advises that the second dose of the MMR vaccine may be given as soon as 1 month after receiving the first dose. The vaccine does not provide protection until after the child receives the second dose. If you're unsure if your child has received both doses, you can contact the AMC's immunization room, again, 243-2850. The Atlantic Medical Center participates in a statewide vaccine registry so they can verify vaccines even if they were not administered in that clinic. No appointment is necessary to receive the measles vaccine at the Atlantic Medical Center, and funding is available for those unable to afford vaccination, either privately or through their own insurance. The immunization room is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. They're also open Saturdays from 8:30 until 11 a.m. And officials at the Shelby County Department of Public Health say despite the fact the U.S. is currently experiencing a large multi-state outbreak of measles, as of yesterday, February 6th, there were no confirmed measles cases in Shelby County or in Iowa. Shelby County Public Health Director and Nurse Practitioner Calla Polberg says the measles outbreak has brought the protection provided by vaccines back into the spotlight. She reiterates that it's important to keep your vaccinations up to date. But during times like this, when they know a virus is actively circulating, it's especially important to check with your health care provider to make sure that you and your family's vaccinations are current. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Wilma McCurdy, age 88, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral mass for Wilma McCurdy will be today at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, Reno, south of Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Marjorie Miller, age 80, of Ottoman, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Marjorie Miller will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman. Egan Simonson, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Egan Simonson will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Judy Lynn Nugent Kay, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Memorial services for Judy Kay will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Elaine McIntaffer, age 65, of Atlantic, died January 23rd at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Elaine McIntaffer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina Cemetery north of Messina. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marcy Chinberg, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday at the Cavanaugh Hospice House in Des Moines. A memorial service for Mary Chinberg will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Redfield Chapel has the arrangements. Ed Ohl, age 71, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Ed Ohl will be held at a later date. The Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of arrangements. Dorothy Chipman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dorothy Chipman are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Paul McDaniel, age 57, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Denise McDaniel, age 57, also of Atlantic, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Paul and Denise McDaniel are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen.